Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Larry in Kentucky and others, we'll get to you coming up in the next segment. And again, we Tom Tancredo's never done this to us before, but I know he's in a committee meeting. It must be an important vote or something. So he should be on, they said by now, but we're calling his office right now trying to get him out of that meeting. White House verifies immigration review. The New York Times is reporting on this. So was the Washington Times. The White House yesterday said a new immigration review is underway that could lead to amnesty for millions of illegal aliens living and working in the United States. Confirmation of the review came during the White House briefing just 2 days after Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge said during a town hall meeting in Miami that the government had to, quote, afford some kind of legal status to the 8 million to 12 million illegal aliens in the country. Oh, isn't that nice? And they've taken thousands of Border Patrol off. That's the actual numbers, 2,000 off the southern border alone, going to be air marshals, paying them more. They're even lowering the pay of Border Patrol to drive folks out of there. And Tom Ridge, time to legalize illegals. He wants to, quote, come to grips with it and somehow legalize all these illegal aliens. But we've got to have the government sticking a microscope down our throat, watching us. It's ridiculous. Of course, they're lining up the new national draft for you and your family. And here's USA Today. Congress pushes for larger military. Members of Congress from both parties are pushing for the first significant increase in the size of the active duty military in 16 years. Call-ups and part-time trips from the Army National Guard and the Army Reserve to fill the ranks in Iraq have intensified the bipartisan sentiment that the Pentagon doesn't have enough troops to fight an extended war on terrorism while keeping enough well-rested, well-trained troops ready for an emergency. But the Pentagon, it says, doesn't want that. No, they want to drive our troops into submission, have them break down from fatigue, and further erode the offensive nature of the military to roll that into the EU and then send the UN into Iraq as the savior. And what was that, my dear? We do have the illustrious guest who we drug out of a committee meeting. I hope it wasn't too important. I hope the meeting's over now. Tom Tancredo, I guess we'll have him for this segment and the next segment. And that was the news I was just covering. White House is back with its amnesty plan that they were promoting on the steps of the White House 2 weeks before 9/11 with Vicente Fox in the hen house. And we've got Mexican troops kidnapping U.S. citizens on our side of the border. To bring us up to speed on this was the premier congressman from Colorado fighting this issue of sovereignty. Congressman, good to have you on.
Good to be on. Thank you very much.
You bet. What committee meeting were you in?
It was a water hearing here in Colorado. Let me tell you, who was it said, wasn't Roosevelt, but somebody said, out here in the West anyway, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. And believe me, it's a very volatile topic, just about as volatile as immigration.
Well, also, Mexico's been stealing water from Texas and New Mexico.
That's exactly right. They have not abided by the pact. They have been taking far more water than the pact allows, and of course it's a good example. If that had happened with a state, if Colorado were in that situation, there would be, of course, recourse. You'd go to court, and there would be some decision made, and somebody would be able to actually bring some closure to it. But because it's Mexico, nobody wants to do anything about it for fear that it would affect other issues, and that goes to show you just how difficult it is to deal with issues like immigration with Mexico. When people are petrified to talk about it, the problems that exist on our borders, and not just on the borders, but internally as a result of having porous borders, and yet people are afraid, like even the Secretary of Homeland Security is ready to throw in the towel because he's fearful of the political consequences of not doing so.
Political consequences, 82% of Hispanics want the border shut, 87 to 89% of the groups averaged in. This is a extremely popular and constitutional issue. You got elected with, what, 60% of the vote? 60 what?
Almost 69%, yeah.
Almost 70%. So what are they afraid of? They're corporate backers that want all the slave labor?
Yes, sir. That is exactly what it is. It is the issue of cheap labor. That is what is driving and fueling this thing. Well, on the Democrat side, they know that the influx of massive numbers of immigrants, both legal and illegal, mean potential voters for Democrats. On the Republican side, they look at the same phenomena, and it's that they think of it as a massive number of cheap laborers. And so that's why you can have 70% of the American public demanding some sort of reform, but nothing happening in the Congress. It is because the convergence of those two points of view in the parties that control our country.
I tell you what, Congressman, do one more segment with us. Quick three-minute break, and we'll be back with Congressman Tom Tancredo if his cell doesn't cut out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Gold.
I've got a few central questions for the congressman. First off, Bush, I wouldn't say throwing in the towel, or Ridge isn't throwing in the towel, congressman, because right before 9/11, when you're saying terrorists could attack us with the borders, Bush is with Fox saying open the borders, it's free trade area of the Americas, Pan-American Union, New World Order, and now Ridge says we've got to legalize them. Well, 800 cities have already done it, accepting these fake matricula cards. I've had the leader of the Colorado Senate on, congressman, who had his staff go out and get four of these cards, one person, under different names. You've documented this. You've defended the Republic. You've done your duty. So what do we do about Bush, who's already said you're targeted by the neocons in human events and in roll call because they don't like you because you're a real conservative? What do you say to that?
I say come and try. Come on and try. You just do what you need to do to the White House and anybody else. Look, when I take an oath of office every 2 years, if I'm lucky enough to be elected to the Congress of the United States and I'm down on the floor of the House, I put my hand up in the air and I take an oath. And you know that oath is not to the President of the United States and it is not to the party. It is to the Constitution. And I'll tell you right now that oath means more to me than any allegiance that I have, which I do have, both to the President and the Republican Party. But I have a greater allegiance to the Constitution in this country. So I don't care what anyone does as a result of my devotion to that cause. I will do exactly what I'm doing. And you know what? I put my hand in my life in God's hands, and I say, you know, as long as I do what I believe I should do and what I think he wants me to do on this planet, then that's the only one I'm really accountable to.
Well, Congressman, what do we do when the Republican and the Democratic parties ignore the Constitution, ignore our security, ignore our sovereignty, ignore the will of the people, and they're getting rid of the border right now, as you've said. The Mexico says it belongs to them. That's being funded out of New York. What do we do? How do we stop this from happening?
I'm telling you that I have seen now in the last maybe 6-8 months a momentum shift. Alex, if I guarantee you that if you wouldn't have been doing what you're doing and the other talk show hosts around this country that care and the Internet wasn't there and Fox News, I guarantee you by now we would have already had a complete and total amnesty. We would have had a formal change in terms of the way in which our borders are constructed. And that has been stopped. And not only has it been stopped, but I get the distinct impression that this whole thing is moving more in our direction.
So the best defense is a good offense. The Bushes are now, because they're in trouble, are trying to throw it back in our face and get the momentum by trying to call for amnesty again?
Well, I'll tell you that that balloon, I think, that they set up there, and I don't know, I still don't know right now. It's hard for me to believe that was a purposeful, I'm going to, you know, really float this idea that as the Secretary of Homeland Security, as an agenda item for this administration that we're going to have amnesty. I have the impression, after reading it out, in fact, it came about in a series of questions after he spoke, that I think he He actually blew it. You know what I'm saying? I think he...
Congressman? Congressman, I appreciate you giving him the benefit of the doubt, but you're back in the district. I won't blame you if you didn't read the White House statement today published in the Washington Times. The White House came out in a press conference. McClellan said, yes, we are going to reissue the amnesty call. That was this morning.
Ah, no, you're right. I did not see that. And maybe he forced him into making that admission, and I'm glad, because you know what? Now that we know that that's where they're coming from, we can establish what we're going to do about it. And I guarantee you, they're not going to be able to get that through the House. Now, the Senate, that's a bunch of wimps. I wouldn't for a moment try to predict what they would do, except to probably cave in. But on the House side right now, we've got some stalwarts. One is the chairman of the Immigration Subcommittee, Mr. Hostetler. And I'll tell you right now, they're not going to get an amnesty bill past him. I don't think they're going to get one past Mr. Sensenbrenner. And I'd be surprised even if the Speaker of the House would agree to have a bill come up like that, because he knows what happened the last time. When that happened, when they brought one up, it damn near tore our conference apart.
Okay, here's the problem, Congressman. You know it better than I do. By fiat, the states and the counties and the cities are setting up day labor sites, public housing. They're accepting the matricula cards. They are going ahead and just legalizing it without Congress even doing it. You got Hatch wanting to give the illegals all this welfare money and tuition. We've got all these different things happening. We had Fox here a couple weeks ago. I protested him in Texas. He gave an award to the Austin Police Department for violating federal law and refusing to arrest illegals. Illegals don't get arrested when they have automobile accidents without driver's license, but I would be. They are better than I am. They have more rights than I do. Two questions. Why do they have more rights than I do? Why are the Republicans enabling them? And then number two, how do we criminally prosecute city leaders that violate federal law, because it is racketeering?
Oh, brother. Those are two great questions. Why, you know, why is it that these people are achieving greater rights, not only in the area you just described, but let me point out something else. There are two groups of people in this country that have access to all of the health care benefits they need, regardless of whether or not they're able to pay for them. And there are only two groups. One are prisoners, and the other are illegal aliens.
And our veterans are waiting 2 months to get health care.
I visited a detention center where, and in fact, I've been to two or three now, detention centers for illegal immigrants. There are specialists on staff, health care professionals. You get a dental exam when you come in, and all of your dental work taken care of. If you have any, then you can get an MRI. I saw the MRI machine inside a detention center. You can have these folks go through, and if they come up with cancer, they're sent to an oncologist. I guarantee you that I have people in my district who do not have the same access to health care that we provide both prisoners in our prisons.
Well, Congressman, I have a friend who had to sell his car to pay his $4,000 MRI bill.
Yeah, well, see, have him give up his citizenship, sneak back into the country, get put into a detention center, and he can get it taken care of.
Oh, what's going on with Hatch?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, it does drive you nuts. But I also mean it when I tell you I believe there is some momentum on our side. I do. All we can do is what we can do. You know, Alex, the fact is that every single person in America is charged with, you know, some responsibility in this effort. And what an individual can do around the water cooler at work, the way they vote, when they are confronting a city council person or the president of the United States asking for their vote, what you do is you say, what are you going to do about this problem with immigration in this country? And don't just say illegal immigration, because I'll tell you right now, the problem is immigration, both legal and illegal.
Well, they're going to make it all legal, so we better start talking about legal now.
That's exactly what will happen. If you just simply say, well, if the problem is with illegal immigration, I'm all for immigration, but illegal, they will simply say, fine, everybody coming into the country is here legally. So that's the end of that. And I'll tell you, as long as you've got a country that is mired in what I call the cult of multiculturalism, that tells people when they come here they should not in fact, become part of the American mosaic, that they should stay separate, keep separate language, keep even their political affiliation to another country, then immigration, period, is a problem.
Yeah, it's total balkanization, divide and conquer, and again, you've said that so eloquently, Congressman. We need to prosecute city officials who are in sedition. They gave awards to the APD for not enforcing federal law. It was in the newspaper.
My goodness. Unfortunately, most of the federal law on this issue has no penalty. It's just simply on the book. There's no penalty that is meted out to anybody for violating it. You know, there's a law that says that no state or local government can impede the flow of information from the INS or to the old INS. But, of course, Houston is flagrantly violating that law. Cities, there must be 400 cities in this nation that are doing that.
It's 800. 400 cities is about another 400 towns, yeah.
Towns. Okay, so you got 800 communities in the United States of America flagrantly violating that federal law. I went to the floor of the House and tried to add an amendment to the Homeland Security Act saying that any city doing that couldn't apply for any funds. I mean, trying to put some sort of, something in the law to punish somebody.
Well, Congressman, it goes deeper. You may not be aware of this one. Let me throw this out at you. I have a friend who manages one of the biggest apartment complexes in Austin. She was sent to the big corporate meeting. It's the biggest management company in the country. Golf courses, hotels, apartments. She was sent to the big corporate meeting in Dallas, and she was told, if it's illegals, let them be 10 to a two-bedroom. If it's a citizen, kick them out or fine them. Now, why are even the corporations, and now understand, this corporation quietly just made a third of their housing, that is within a unit, a third of it government housing, but they're not going to tell the tenants, you're now moving into quasi-governmental housing, and the feds, they said, have told us to let the illegals in. Number one, were you aware of that?
No, sir, I wasn't. I had never heard of that one. Alex, I'm not telling you. This conversation is making me even more upset than I was when I started it. But I mean, you sent something on the lead-in that I heard, something about Mexican military kidnapping American citizens or something. What was
you
that
didn't,
about?
You didn't. Oh, yeah. Associated Press, Newsmax last week, South Texas, a family of five. About 6 miles over the border, they were shooting at rabbits with 22s. Mexican troops came across, kidnapped five of them. Now, it came out last week. They kidnapped them November 24th. They released four of them, are still holding one of them. And I was going to mention to you, I've seen one AP article, one Newsmax article, nothing else. You didn't. I'm going to try to dig that out. It's here in the stack.
These are American citizens, and one of them is presently being held, and they were taken from the United States of America?
Yeah, you were even quoted in the Newsmax story as Tancredo says there's been 181 incursions like this. But again,
they pulled that out of a separate story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But there has been so little reporting that even you didn't.
No, I never heard that.
Yes, sir. And of course, you talked about FBI being shot, Border Patrol being shot, Forest Service. You have exposed that with this new thing happening. What do you say?
Well, first of all, I'm going to try to get the Secretary of State on the phone. You know what we need? I keep saying that every time I call, like if I call the Department of State and I say, I need to talk to somebody about a problem in Afghanistan. They always say, well, you have to talk to somebody on the Afghan desk. Well, you know what I'm going to call over for and ask for somebody on the American desk at the State Department, because I need somebody at the State Department that's actually on our side, and we do not have that. But I'm going to, as soon as I get back to my office, I'm going to try to get a call through to the Secretary of State, and I want him to tell me what the hell is going on with this particular case.
Congressman, I pointed out a week ago when this first broke that no one was talking about it on the news, only, again, Newsmax, AP, I think Roland Daly finally wrote an article about it, but there's been so many of those instances. I guarantee it, if some right-wingers thumped one of these illegals in the nose, it would be, you know, Dateline NBC, 60 Minutes, but Mexican troops are engaged in carnage and machine gunning every week down there, and it's not even in our news. And in the article, it said that Newsmax and the AP kept calling the FBI, and they will not make a comment. They don't even care.
Well, we will dig something out on them. I guarantee you, we'll dig something out of them on this. And I will continue to do it until they make a statement, until we get some... I have never heard of this particular thing, and you say that this happens often. We've never had it where an American citizen was actually kidnapped from the United States by the Mexican military before. This is, that's a new one to me, but believe me, I swear to you that we will follow up on that one too.
Well, I figure we need to see you on Fox News tonight. This is a major story, and I bet if you call them, they'll pull the article up. I bet you can go right on there and do it.
Well, I'm going to be on Fox over the weekend, I know, and if possible, I will add this to that to the discussion.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know listeners can email it to you quicker than I can, or I can send it this afternoon. Where do we send these articles?
Let's see. The best way to do it, you can fax it. Are they faxable or just only in electronic?
Well, I'm just ashamed because I said last week I need to call Tancredo, and I said I'm sure he knows, and none of us told you, and we fell down on this. Folks, shame on all of us. Yeah, the fax is great. Folks, I want you to fax it to him, the AP and the Newsmax, right now. What's that fax number?
Yeah, I'm getting it out. I'm getting it to light here in just a second. It is District Office 720-283-9776.
9776.
I guarantee you we will go after this. I guarantee you.
Well,
I don't
as you've said,
I
it's important
can't guarantee
to call.
That I can get him out, but I will do something about this.
Well, Congressman, it shows how important it is that we contact you and others because it does count to call Congress. I mean, you guys are so busy. You're in your district right now. You know, and I can't blame you. I mean, the news hounds know this, but the White House said today that, yeah, they are calling for amnesty. See, I mean, this news just isn't getting out.
Well, and I've been in the hearing ever since about 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming you. I understand. It's our job to inform you.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Well, I will also try to get that. Should I have that apartment manager? She's afraid to lose her job. Should I have her call your office and tell your office what this corporate group told her?
Absolutely. And I'm going to give you a number for that, too. And anybody else that's listening, it's 720-283-9772 and ask for Charles.
All right. 720-283-9772. And Congressman, I want to thank you for coming on while I've been ranting and raving, but we're all feeling like this now. We're sick of it, and I know you're sick of it. We appreciate your anger when you're on television.
You know, I read a quote by a guy I don't necessarily like very much because of his politics, but it is true. He said it was a senator from Arkansas, and Dale Bumpers, I think, and he said, I heard they were interviewing him. He said, what are you now, what's the thing about being retired? How do you like it? And he said, well, I was sitting at home the other day reading about this damn Bush tax cut, he said, and I just hate it. And I told my wife, I don't know if I'm more frustrated by being here and reading about this and knowing I can't do anything about it, or being in Congress and reading about it and knowing I can't do anything about it. So, believe me, I feel exactly the same way many times. Oh, man.
All right, folks, we'll send him everything you got on the kidnapping of and how many times this year have they shot up Border Patrol vehicles, Congressman?
Well, this year I think we have had maybe 100 instances where they've come across the line. I do not know how many specifically were shots were fired. Not that many, thank God. But they've come over 100 times where they Mexican military have come into the United States of America. I know over almost 300 times in the last 5 years.
Congressman, thank you for joining us. God bless. Godspeed.